Ted Kennedy, a courageous Chinese dissident, has earned a Human Rights Award. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in a moving recent ceremony, the famous Chinese scientist and dissident Fang Li Jue was awarded this year's Robert Kennedy Human Rights Award. At a time when the walls of tyranny are crumbling and tumbling in Eastern Europe, Fang reminds us that human rights are still denied in many lands. Fang is a scholar, scientist, and teacher. He's called the Sakharov of China for his stand on human rights. For years, he's been an inspiration to the young, urging students to speak out. After the terror in Tiananmen Square, he sought refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, but he still denied permission by his government to come to the United States. In every land where freedom does not ring, courageous citizens like Fang stand against the dictator's tide. Their lives are testimony to the human spirit, proof that one day soon, freedom will reappear in China just as it has in Eastern Europe.
All over the world, Ted, there are great and encouraging signs for human rights. Freedom and democracy seem to be growing by leaps and bounds, except in China. But Fang Lijue's plight serves as a vivid reminder there is still so much work to do. So many were first encouraged by the restraint used by the Chinese government in treatment of the spirited students who demonstrated for reform in Tiananmen Square. The restraint was not exercised for long, and the memory of the bloody massacre of June 4th will be etched in our minds. East Germany has responded so differently to the mounting protests there, and that is most encouraging. But there were earlier threats at a Tiananmen-style crackdown, and many tough old hardliners may be hot to renege on the new changes to protect their own skins. So it is good to recognize the human rights advocacy and the struggle of Fang Lijue in the name of your fine brother, and not only because he deserves the honor, but because the struggle is far from over. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.